Lord, we give you the meeting this morning.
Amen.
Amen. We pray that you will fill the meeting with your presence and with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
主，我们早晨的聚会交托给你，求你用你自己的圣灵来充满我们。
Last Lord's Day, we fellowship concerning the book of Daniel.
上一个主日，我们交通到但以理书。
Thank you. Our God is indeed omniscient.God who is all-knowing.
我们的神实在是全知的神。
他
一切都知道。
He is not only almighty.
他不仅是全能的神。
He is not only all-present.
他不仅是无处不在的神。
He is also a God who is omniscient, who is all-knowing.
他也是无所不知的神。
He knows what is in your heart.
他知道在你心里所存的是什么？
He knows what we were thinking.
他知道我们所想的是什么？
In Psalm 139, he even knows what you want to say even before your words came out.
诗篇139篇也告诉我们，甚至在我们还没有说之前，他已经知道我们的话。
And he even knew you before you were born.
甚至在你还没有生出来之前，他就已经认识你了。
What a wonderful God.
何等一位奇妙的神。
And he also knew what is going to happen before things happened.
在事情还没有发生之前，他就知道什么将要发生。
Right? So knowing the future, this ability belongs to God alone.
所以能知道将来的事，这个乃是我们神独一。我们只独一是我们神所能做的。
You know, this Bible is a very special book.
圣经啊，是一本非常特别的书。
If you ask me, well, what is it so special about?
你说圣经有什么特别？
If you ask me,
你若问我，
I will tell you there is one thing that's very special in this book. It's full of prophecies.
我告诉你说，圣经中，特别的点有一点就是它满了各样的预言。
Right, the Bible is a book of prophecy.
圣经是一本预言的书。
It talks about the past.
说到过去。
The present.
说到现在。
And it also talks about the future.
也说到将来。
To know about the past is not something perhaps very impressive.
知道过去的事也许不是那么特别的事。
But to know about the past, which is even before the earth's creation, that is impressive.
但要知道甚至在宇宙被创造之前所发生的事，那这就是了不得的事。
Which book in this world could tell you what happened in the past and how this whole world was created?
哪一本书在世上能够确切地告诉我们，在已过这宇宙是怎样被创造成功的？
Which person dares to say that he is the creator of heaven and the earth?
哪一个人敢说他就是创造天地的那一位？
But God,
但是神呢？
Elohim,
this name,
Elohim, El, he is God.Meaning to say, He is the Almighty. He is the only creator of heaven and the earth.
神的名以罗星，就是说明他是全能的神，是创造一切的神。
Many times, countless times here in the Bible, He is known as the God who created the heavens and the earth.
在圣经中多次的给我们看见，他是创造天地的神。
And the Bible says God formed man from the dust of the earth.
圣经说神用地上的尘土造人。
Isn't that true?
是不是？
Dust thou art, the Bible says, and to dust thou would return.
神说人出于土，也要归于土。
Which book says that?
哪一本书这么说呢？
Which book says that God created man in his own image?
哪一本书告诉我们说神是按照他的样式造了我们人呢？
Which man in his right mind will say my ancestor is a gorilla?
哪一个人脑筋清楚的话会说我的祖先是一只猩猩呢？
A few weeks ago,
几个礼拜之前,
in one of the homes, I heard a friend who was an atheist, he says, my ancestors are apes, apes are my ancestors.
我在一个朋友家里，他是不信神的人，他说我的祖先呢，是猩猩。
Would you like to say that?
你今天愿不愿意这么说？
Would you like to say my great-great-great-grandfather is a monkey?
我的高曾祖上啊是一只猴子呢。
Fallen mind deceived by Satan is just in darkness.
人堕落的心思被撒旦所蒙蔽的乃是在黑暗里。
Every day when you look at the mirror, do you look like a monkey?
每一天当你在镜子里看见你自己的时候你像一只猴子吗？
No.
不。
Man is created in God's glorious image.
人乃是按着神荣耀的形象所造的。
Wonderful.
太好了。
Intelligent.
非常的聪明。
With love and kindness.
带着爱，带着慈祥。
With a will.
带着一个人的意志。
With high intellect.
带着一个非常高的一个智慧。
Look at New York City.
看看纽约城。
Look at Silicon Valley.
看看硅谷。
Which animal could ever build such a city?
什么样的一个动物能造出这样的一个城市来？
Which animal come even close to it?
哪一个动物能够几乎近乎能够做出这样的事情来？
No one.
没有一样的动物。
Only this.Wonderful man created by God in his image could build such a wonderful city, not just a house, you're building a whole city.
唯有造作神形象所造的这些美好的人，他能够造出这样的城市，还不仅是造出房子来，能造出这样的城市来。
Unfortunately, because sin, the very nature of Satan, throughThe deceit of Satan entered into man, man became fallen. Right.
非常不幸的、啊、罪恶借着撒旦魔鬼的欺骗进到人的身体里面。
He could create, built such a wonderful city, but he could also create and make weapons of mass destruction.
叫人今天能够建造这样好的一个城市，也能够制造大量毁灭性的武器。
Right. Very unfortunate.
很不幸的。
That's why we praise the Lord for his great salvation to save us.
所以我们祷告神，借着他的救恩来救我们。
We praise God. 我们赞美神。
我们赞美神。
That he had saved us.
因为他救了我们。
Our God is a wonderful God.
我们的神是非常奇妙的神。
Many times when I looked at a human being, I just praise God.
每一次我看见人类，我就要赞美神。
Actually, man is so perfect.
因为人被造是如此的完美。
Capable.
如此的有本事。
Beautiful.
如此的美丽。
You know, I just took my grandchildren to the aquarium in Monterey.
我带我的 孙子们孙子孙女啊去这个Monterey 的水族馆去看过。
And looked at those fish.
看看那些鱼。
All types, all shapes, all sizes, all colors.
各种各样各种的颜色各种的形状。
I must praise God for such an artist.
我要赞美神，他是这样的一个艺术家。
When I looked at the seahorses,
我看看那些不同的海马。
It takes a lot of artisticcapability to make such a seahorse.
有许多艺术的才能啊，才能够创造出这许多不同的海马来。
Combination of colors.
那些不同的颜色。
What kinds of shapes and sizes?
各样的形状，各样的大小。
I even saw a fish that floats like a plant.
我还看见
dragon leaf fish.
看见一种的海马呢，浮在水里，看起来像是海草的形状。
I said amazing.
我说，哎，真是令人太惊奇了。
But you know, as amazing as it was, no one is as pretty as Brother Joseph. Look.
即使这一切都是这样的美妙，但是啊，没有一样啊，像我们人呐、啊，像一个弟兄啊，这样的美丽。
You want to know if God exists? Just look at yourself.
你要认识神是存在的，就看一看你自己。
A marvelous masterpiece of God.
啊，真是一个神的杰作。
Right.
是不是？
Now, God not only knew about the past with all of His creation, but He also knew about the future.
这位神不仅知道已过他的创造，他也知道将来。
Who could know the whole history of mankind from year 606 BC until today? Who could know?
谁能够事先知道从公元前606年直到今天所要发生的事情？
Even in details.
甚至细节的。
What kingdom is going to follow the Babylonian kingdom?
在巴比伦的这个帝国之后，还有什么样的帝国
？About the Persian kingdom and the Median and Persian kingdom.
波斯帝国、马代帝国
，that they will start together and ended up just to be the Persian kingdom.
他们开始是这两个帝国，结果末了只成了一个波斯帝国。
And how many kings are there going to be in the Persian kingdom?
在波斯帝国中，到底有多少个帝王？
And who is going to be the richest king among the Persian kingdom? Who is going to start a war against the Greeks?
在波斯帝国中，哪一个帝王是最国家最富裕，能够和希腊人开始征战的？
Only God knows.
只有神事先知道。
And it's written so clearly in the book of Daniel.
在但以理书就说明的非常的清楚。
And what kingdom is going to follow the Persian kingdom?
然后在波斯帝国之后是什么样的帝国？
And who the first king was?
他头一个那个君王是谁？
And after the first king died, hey, there is going to be four kingdoms that will arise out of the Greek kingdom.
在那个君王死了之后，会兴起四个分裂的王国来替代那个帝国。
Macedonian,
马其顿。
Asia Minor, Syria, Egypt,
小亚细亚、叙利亚、埃及。
Who can know that?
谁事先能知道这些？
And after the Greek kingdom, who can know that the Roman Empire is going to follow?
在希腊帝国之后，谁能事先知道会有罗马帝国兴起？
And who can know that a form of government is going to develop from totalitarian, absolute rule of Nebuchadnezzar?All the way to democracy at this foot.
谁事先能知道一个帝国会从这个集权的巴比伦的帝国，一直到成为今天的民主情形
？Anyone who can know that is qualified to be God. Is qualified to be.
任何一个事先能知道这一切的，他就有资格是神。
If you don't believe there is a God, you better believe it now. You better believe it by reading the book of Daniel.
你若是不信有神，你今天最好相信。你读但以理书，你就不得不信。
And who can calculate the time so exact concerning the first coming of Christ?
谁能够这样精准的事先计算基督要来的时候
？In Daniel chapter 9, it was calculated in so a precise way, you cannot believe that it is not God.
在但以理书第九章中，他事先计算的如此的准确、精准，你不能不相信这里是神的事。
And who can predict concerning the second coming of Christ and what the signs will be?
谁能预言基督要来之前那些预兆是什么？
And in the book of Revelation,
在启示录中，
it's almost like a continuation of the book of Daniel.
这本书几乎就像是但以理书的一个延续。
Telling us exactly what is going to happen in the last 3.5 years.
他告诉我们在这个世代末了三年半所要发生的每一件事情，准确的是所要发生的事情。
This book is a book of prophecy.
圣经这一本书是一本预言的书。
And all of the past prophecies have been fulfilled.
关乎已过的所有的预言都已经应验了。
The Bible talks about a captivity.
圣经说到犹太人要被掳。
Talks about the captivity will last for 70 years.
说到那个被掳要持续70年的时间。
So, the captivity started in 606 BC.
所以他们被掳从公元前606年开始。
Right? And 70 years later.
70年之后。
At the time of the great grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian kingdom fell.
在尼布贾尼撒王的曾孙的时候，这个巴比伦王国就毁灭了。
Right, exactly 70 years.
准准的七十年。
King Cyrus of Persia, he came in and took over.
波斯的大流士王就兴起了。
Who can predict so precisely?
谁能够这样准确的预言呢？
And it was during the first year, the second year, I'm sorry, of King Cyrus, that he gave a decree for God's people to return to rebuild the temple.
在大流士王第二年的时候，准准的。他就下诏让犹太人能够回到耶路撒冷去。
And the Lord in Luke chapter 21 predicted and said that when Jerusalem is no longer trodden under the foot of the Gentiles, then the times of the nations has been fulfilled.
路加福音第21章主说，当耶路撒冷被外邦人践踏的日子满足的时候，那么就是列国的时期满足的时候。
So it ended in June 1967.
所以在1967年的6月。
So the times of the nation started in 606 BC with Nebuchadnezzar, and it ended when Jerusalem was regained, especially the east part of Jerusalem was regained by Israel.
从公元前606年一直到1967年，这是这个列国的时期开始和结束。因为在1967年，耶路撒冷，特别是东耶路撒冷，被以色列所得回。
Whether men would recognize that or not, it doesn't matter.
无论人承不承认，这不关紧要。
It is what the word of God says.
重要的是神的话所说的是什么。
Right. That was a very strong sign that the coming back of the Lord is near.
这是一个非常强烈的一个印记。主回来的日子近了。
It doesn't mean that the Lord will return right away, right?
不是说主立刻就回来。
No, but the Lord still has to prepare his kingdom.
因为主还需要预备他的国度。
So you have to believe.
所以你必须要相信。
That God is sovereign.
神是主宰的神。
Right? And we talked about when this era started.
我们也说到 这个角所代表的这个时期。
When the age of democracy began，
也就是说，这个民主的时代是什么时候开始的
？Right, and the Lord really proved to us that it was in 1789, at the time of the French Revolution, that the age of democracy started. The door started to be opened.
主给我们看见，在公元1789年法国大革命的时候，这个民主的门就打开了。
It coincided with the time of the Declaration of the American Independence in 1776.
在那个同时候，1776年，美国的独立宣言。
So you can really say that by the year 1800, that aristocracy started to just disappear and faded away.
我们可以说，从公元1800年开始，这个贵族君王统治的时代结束了。
Right. So you can see from this time on until today, we are right here.
所以你可以看见，从那时候开始，直到今天，这是我们所处的时代。
According to Daniel chapter 9, we are waiting for the signing of the peace treaty.
照着但以理书的预言，下一步我们所等候的是那个和平协议的签订。
And when the peace treaty is signed, the last 7 years begin.
当和平的协议签订的时候，这个时代最末了的7年就开始了。
So from the year 1800 until today, we have about 210 years.
从公元1800年到今天，过了210年了。
We are at the end of the ages.
我们已经在这个大象所预表的所有的这个时代的末了。
The Lord's kingdom is ready to come.
主的国要来临了。
So we need to prepare ourselves.
所以我们需要预备我们的自己。
May the Lord open our heart.
愿主开我们的心。
No, in this book of Daniel,
在但以理书里面，
I just like to mention 3 things this morning.
今天早上我就提起三件事情。
Concerning how we should prepare for the coming of the Lord.
是关乎今天我们该怎样预备自己迎接主的再来。
It's very important.
这是非常紧要的事情。
Right. The book of Daniel is written when they were captured as captives in Babylon.
但以理书著作的年代是在犹太人被掳到巴比伦的时候。
At that time, Daniel was very young.
他被掳的时候，但以理还非常的年幼。
There are quite a few, many were captured.To Babylon.
许多犹太人被掳到巴比伦。
But the names of many others were not mentioned, except 4 young men.
但是许多的人在圣经，他们的名字在圣经里都没有记载，只有4个年轻人的名字。
Why?
为什么？
Why is it?
为什么是这样？
Why is it that these 4 young men, very young, I don't think they were more than 15 years of age.
为什么这四个青年人也 我想他们的年纪不到15岁。
Younger than you, Theo.
比在座的你们还年轻。
Right. Who is 15 years old here?
今天在座有没有15岁的弟兄姊妹们？
I don't know who is 15 years old here.
Younger than.
But, let me tell you, Daniel, I don't think he's older, much older than 15, maybe 15, 16.
但是我告诉你们，但以理被掳的时候不过十五岁，十六岁。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 8.
我们来读旧约但以理书第一章第八节。
Let's read it first in Chinese and then in English, right?
先用中文读，然后再用英文读。
Amen.
但以理书第一章第八节。
Right.
我们一同读。但以理却立志不以王的善和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Amen. Let us read in English. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
Amen.
Right? So in the whole chapter, it tells us Daniel and his three companions, they purpose in their heart not to be defiled.
这但以理书整章第一章就说到但以理和他的三个同伴是怎样的立志不以王的食物来玷污他们的自己。
They want to keep themselves pure.
他们要保守自己是清洁单纯的。
To understand this,
你要领会这一点。
You need to know the laws in Leviticus concerning the eating, right? What people of Israel can eat and what they should eat, what is defiled and what is not defiled.
要明白这一点，我们需要回到利未记中，神所给他们的律例，以色列人什么可以吃，怎样吃，怎样是玷污自己，怎样是不玷污自己。
And Daniel here,
但以理呢
in such a young age,
在这样年幼的一个时候
He already purposed in his heart that he will keep himself undefiled for God.
他就立志要保守自己不玷污自己好归给神
To keep himself pure.
保守自己是清洁的
You know, today not too many people have such a purpose in their heart.
今天没有很多人在里面立志是做这样的事情
We have been all reading James chapter 1, right? Let's go to James chapter 1.
我们来读最近所读的雅各书。
I think everybody was reading James chapter 1, right?
我想我们都在读雅各书第一章。
I'd like to read to you at the very end.
我读给你们听这个雅各书第一章的末了。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
Right. Firstly, maybe we, let's...Read verse 21 first.
也许我先读第二十一节。
Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
一章二十一节用中文读。所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和淫余的邪恶。存温柔的心领受那所栽种的道就是能救你们灵魂的道
Verse 26 and 27
然后26节27节
In English If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart this one's religion is useless pure and undefiled religionBefore God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
26, 27节若有人自以为虔诚却不勒住他的舌头反欺哄自己的心这人的虔诚是虚的。在神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇并且保守自己不沾染世俗
Religion here doesn't mean as we understood it today like the Buddhism, Christianity and Islam religion No, not in this sense
这个原文的虔诚在英文里说是
宗教
宗教这个宗教不是我们所想象的今天我们用这个词的意义
This Greek word means to do a certain work or works for God out of fear for him
这个字在原文希腊文的意思乃是是出于对神的敬畏而做的为神所做的事情
Right. We do a lot of things for God
我们今天为神做许多的事情。
Many people did a lot of things for God.
许多人做了许多的事情是为着神的。
First of all, let's not talk about the true God. Let's just talk about for God.
这里还不是点名说是为着这位真的神，就是人说为着神的名所做的事情。
A lot of people did a lot of things for God, even killing for God.
许多人用着为神的名义做了许多的事情，甚至在那里杀人。
Terrible.
很可怕的。
Right? Do you think God will accept such works?
你相信神会悦纳人这样的工作吗？
It even says, if you do not bridle your tongue, you just say anything you like to say, and you don't keep your hearts pure, your religion is useless.
他在这里甚至说，我们若不勒住我们的舌头，反而欺哄自己的心，那我们的这个虔诚是虚假的。
That means
是无用的。
If I do a lot of things for God, but my living is not pure but full of defilement, God will not accept my work.
换句话说，我今天呢，以为神的名义做了许多的事情，但是我却不保守自己，不沾染世俗，那么这个虔诚是虚的。
因为神是看内心的，不是看外貌的。
Because God examines our heart, He does not look at our outward appearance.
人是看外貌的，神是看里面的。
Man looks at our appearance, God looks at our hearts.
我这个不干净的人
，If I'm a defiled, impure man，
所做出来的事也是不干净的。
Whatever I do will not be pure。
我这个手就摸了很多脏的东西，才来做食物给你吃，你要不要吃
？My hand handles many dirty things. Then I make some food for you. Will you take this food？
所以。不只是做一些事，为神做一些事，人做了很多事啊。但是，神接受不接受是另外一件事啊。
So it's not a matter, do we do many things for God? The matter is, whether God will receive it.
而且你是做给人看呢，还是做在父神的面前呢
？And the matter is that, are you doing it in for men to see, or do it?Before the presence of Father.
雅各连你读圣经的时候，雅各说：“你先把所有的误会把它除掉。”
James said, "Even before you read the Bible, first remove all the impurity in you."
然后要用谦虚的心啊，来领受那活的话。
Then
那个栽种有生命的话，栽种在你里面。
Then receive with meekness the implanted word, the word that is implanted in you, the word of life.
要不然的话，那个话能在你里面做什么呢？
Otherwise, what can that word do in you?
我们这个人如果不是单纯的，我们的心不受神的对付而洁净的话，难怪。我们做出来的工作变成是分裂的，是人的工作，分门别类，到最后是吵架、纷争。
If our hearts are not pure, not cleansed by God, we can do many work. No wonder the outcome of the work is division, it is quarrel, it is conflict.
道理讲了一大堆
，We can speak.Doctrines and teachings.
结果呢
What about the outcome?
是分门别类
Are we divided?
是自己在那边做的
It's things done by the selves.
你说雅各的话说中了吗
What do you say? Is James' words correct?
那这样的敬虔
Such religion.
神会接受吗
Are they well received by God?
James says it's useless.
雅各说这是虚的 是无用的。
That's why in the book of Daniel.
所以在但以理书中说
The first point is you have to purify yourself.
头一点我们所要做的是保守我们自己是不被玷污的。
If Daniel in his age could purify himself, how much more we today must purify ourselves?
当时但以理在这样年幼的年纪，他能保守自己纯净，那我们今天呢？
If we are not pure,
我们若不是单纯，
oh, we can do a lot of things, and these things will just end up in destruction.
我们可以做许多的事情，所带进来的不过是毁坏。
外表好像是为神做的，里面是为我自己做的。
Outwardly, it seems as if we're doing for God, but inwardly, we're doing it for ourselves.
May the Lord save us.
愿主拯救我。
This is the first one.
这是第一点。
Second point I'd like to share with you.
第二点我所要交通的。
No, continue with the first point. I'm sorry.
我再继续第一点。
To be pure and to be absolute for God.
为着我们要向着神是纯净的，是绝对的。
也要绝对，不只是纯洁。第二，对着神也要绝对。
Not only we should be pure before God.We also need to be absolute for God.
You see, the three friends of Daniel in chapter 3, they are very absolute for God.
你看看但以理书中所记载但以理和他的三个朋友，他们向着神是绝对的。
Nebuchadnezzar built a big image like this.
当时，这书中记载，当时尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金的像。
Right.He forgot about the rest. He just think about himself as a gold. So he made a big, wow, 60 foot or more, 90 foot image.
他忘记了神意象
中 A golden image, 60 cubits.
这个像有不同的材料，他就只记得他自己造了一个90尺高的一个全金的一个像
And 9 foot wide.
而且九尺宽
，and everybody has to bow down and worship.
下令每一个人都要向这个像下跪敬拜。
Everybody did it.
结果每一个人都敬拜了
，including those Jews who were captured.
包括那些被掳在巴比伦的犹太人。
But three will not do it.
但是有三个人没有敬拜。
And the king says, "I'm going to throw you into the furnace of fire."
这个巴比伦王就下令把这三个朋友呢丢到这个火库里面。
Warn them. He warned them. He gave them a chance.
他甚至事先还警告他们，给他们最后一次的机会。
Right? If you would do it, I will forget it, and you can continue your life. Right?
你如果现在敬拜，向这个像敬拜，我就宽恕你，你可以离开。
Good heart,
没有事情、
right?
好像这是
Good heart.
好像这个王是好心的给他们一个机会
The three replied to them
但是这三个朋友对这个王回答说
He says there's nothing to discuss about
他们回答说我们没有什么可以谈的这件事情
Right There's nothing to discuss
他们没有什么可谈
Our God is able to save us
我们的神能够拯救我们。
But even if he doesn't save us,
即便不然
we will not worship your image.
我们也不向你所立的像
敬拜。And we will not worship any other gods.
我们也不敬拜任何其他的
神。So, to make the long story short, they were thrown into the furnace of fire.
所以简单的说，他们就被扔到那个火库里面。
They were absolute.
扔到火窑里面，他们向着神是绝对的。
And in chapter 6,
在第六章里
，with Daniel，
在但以理的身上
，Daniel was already over 80 at that time。
到了但以理第六章，但以理已经超过80岁的年纪了，
85岁，80岁了 ，80, 85 right？
80、85岁的年纪了呀。
If you worship or bow down or kneel and pray to other gods, you will be thrown into the dens of lions.
当时的王下诏，你若向任何王之外的任何一个神来下拜敬拜的话，就要把你丢在狮子的坑里面。
Are you still faithful if you're over 80?
你如果今年超过80岁了，你向神是不是还是忠诚的呢？
Daniel was very faithful when he was 15. What about when he was 85?
这里记在但以理15岁的时候向着神是忠诚的，但是到了他85岁的时候，他向神是不是还是忠诚的呢？
他是变了。
Oh, he changed.
人会变的。
Man changes.
但是但以理从15岁是绝对的，到85岁还是绝对的。
But Daniel was absolute when he was 15. But he was still absolute when he was 85.
我看见很多人变了。
In my life, I've seen many changed.
不是15岁啊，不是20岁啊，30岁变了，40岁就变了。
Maybe they didn't change when they're 20. Maybe not when they're 30.But when they're 40, they changed.
不是40岁变的时候，60岁又变了。
Maybe they didn't change in 40, but when they come to 60, they changed.
我还看见了80岁的人变了。变了。I saw people who are 80 change.
Amen.
我也看了90岁的人也变了。
I even see people change when they're 90.
但是但以理他85岁了，你要把我丢到那个狮子的洞里，好啊，丢啊！他还是照样啊，跪下来向着他的神向着耶路撒冷祷告，他不怕。
But when Daniel was 85, even though he knew he would be thrown into the den of lion, he still bowed down.To God and bow down to Jerusalem and prayed.
有的人说他们是为着教会，为着教会到最后变了。
Some claim
跑到哪里去了
？They are for God and for the church, but then they changed. Where are they?
一点点难处就跑掉了。
There's a little bit of troubles and they're gone.
雅各说我们要经过火炼的，他们的经不过，只有一点点的这个痛痛一点点的跑掉了，怎么办？
James says we need to be tried by fire. And people have not even been tried by fire, just a little bit of a touch. They changed.
但以理到85岁了，他不变了。
Daniel was 85.He did not change.
不但不变，而是更坚固啊。
Not only he did not change, he was more affirmed.
所以但以理告诉我。
Therefore, Daniel said,
我们怎么样预备主的再来？
How do we prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming back?
第一点，
Firstly,
要洁净自己。
Purify ourselves.
你不要以为我们这个人是干净。
Don't think we men are pure.
圣经里告诉我们，我们这个心是最诡诈的。
The Bible tells us our heart is most evil.
就说猴子的心不诡诈，但是人的心是诡诈的。
You know, monkeys do not have an evil heart, yet men's heart are most evil.
你不要以为你得救了，你就已经很洁净了，很圣洁了。
Don't think you're saved, then you're thoroughly cleansed and purified. Pure.
所以但以理到最后，我们来读一节就好了，因为我没有时间了。
So,
十二章，我们来读十二章。
Let's read Daniel chapter 12.
第十节
，verse 10.
Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked.This is not talking about the unbelievers. It's not talking about the Gentiles. But the wicked, meaning to say the wicked among God's people, shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
但以理书十二章十节，必有许多人使自己清净洁白，且被熬炼，但恶人仍必行恶。这里所说的恶人，不是指着不信主的外邦人， 这里的恶人乃是指着信神的子民中的邪恶的人。
对，
人必行恶，一切恶人都不能明白，唯独智慧人能够明白。
对，很多人明白的是道理啊。
Many people, what they understand are only doctrines.
但是他们不明白神。
But they do not know God.
你要明白神啊，就要洁净自己。
To know God, we must purify ourselves.
要变成一个清白的。
To be pure and spotless.
要经过火炼。
And need to be refined by fire.
这个是第一点。
This is the point.
第二点呢？
The second point,
要像但以理第六章。
We need to be like Daniel in chapter 6.
他祷告的时候啊。
When he prayed,
他的窗门是向着耶路撒冷的。
His window was toward Jerusalem.
不只是向着神啊。
Not only was toward God.
你说神住在哪里啊？
Now, where does God dwell, you say?
在圣经里啊。
In the Bible,
他是住在耶路撒冷的神。
He is a God that dwells in Jerusalem.
旧约是在耶路撒冷。
In the Old Testament, he was in Jerusalem.
新约是属天的，是新耶路撒冷。
In the New Testament, is the heavenly Jerusalem.
是今天众长子们的教会。
So therefore, today the Church of the Firstborns.
The Church of the Firstborn, 这个是希伯来书第十二章告诉我。
This is what's told to us in Hebrews chapter 12.
你是不是一个绝对为着神今天所要教会的人？
Are you one absolutely for God and what He wants today, the Church?
今天不只是主再来的时候
Today, not only the time when the Lord is coming
今天是主恢复他正当教会见证的时候
Today is the time the Lord is recovering the proper testimony of His church
没有教会你说主来这里干嘛
Without the church, what do you think the Lord is coming for? Coming back for?
主是为着他的心腹而要来的。
The Lord is coming for His bride.
主是为着他的国度而要降临。
The Lord is coming again for His kingdom.
今天我们的心要为着主恢复他正当教会的建造这个见证。
Today, our hearts must be for the testimony.Of what the Lord wants to recover, which is His church.
我们没有时间呢，有更多的交通这一点。
Today we don't have more time to further fellowship about this point.
新耶路撒冷是从神从天而降。
New Jerusalem is the one that comes down from heaven, from God.
不是属于神的，不是教会。
Anything that's not of God and out of God is not the church.
不是属天的，不是教会。
Anything that is not heavenly, of the heaven,
it is not the church. 是人的组织的，不是教会。
It is man's organization, it is not the church.
是神，是人做头的，不是教会。
It is where man is the head, that is not the church.
是人的组织，也不是教会。
Anything that's of men's organization, that is not the church either.
必须是我们的基督来做头。
It is, must be our Christ as the head.
不是基督做头的话，是人在那边做头的话，算了。
If Christ is not the head, rather man is the head, then forget about it.
神的话是很清楚。
God's word is clear.
神立基督为教会做万有之首。
God has ordained Christ.Christ to be the head of all things for the church.
Oh, 主耶稣啊。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
今天基督给人代替去了。
Today, the position of Christ has been usurped by men.
变成是俗世的一个组织了。
Replaced by man, and the church becomes a worldly organization.
是人在那边做主。
Men are head in the church.
变成一个宗教。
That becomes a religion.
是不是？
Isn't that true?
所以我们今天的心要向着天上的耶路撒冷。
So our hearts today must be toward the heavenly Jerusalem.
愿主来恢复他荣耀的教会。
May the Lord recover his glorious church.
第三点。
Third point.
我们来看看但以理第十二章。
We'll take a look, Daniel chapter 12.
我们要为主做美好的见证。
For us to be wonderful testimony for the Lord.
像但以理一样的。
Like Daniel.
像他的同伴一样。
Like his companions.
他们是清洁的。
They are pure.
绝对的。
They are absolute.
是为主神的，不是为主自己的。
They are for God.
我们来看
They are not for themselves.
十二章第三节。
Chapter 12, verse 3.
Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever.
智慧人，他们中的智慧人必发光，如同天上的光。
Amen.
那使多人归义的必发光如星，直到永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.
They who are wise.
那他们有智慧的人。
James said, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God."
在雅各书中，我们读到雅各说：“你们中间若有缺少智慧的人，可以向神求。”
什么样的智慧呢？
What kind of wisdom?
不是属人的智慧。
Not man's wisdom.
你知道，我们这个人呢很聪明。
You know, men are clever.
但是是属地的聪明。
But our wisdom is the earthly
wisdom. 属人的
wisdom of men.
你做事很棒。
You are very capable in doing things.
哎，做家事很棒。
You are very capable to handle the household work.
在公司里面做工很棒，很聪明。
At work, you are very good. You are very smart.
很会读书，很聪明。
You are also a very good student at school.
奇怪的啊。
Very intelligent.
奇怪的啊。属天的东西，我们说哪里有神？没有神。
But strangely, when we come to things of God, we said, "Where's God?"
读圣经不明白。
We read the Bible. We say, "I don't understand."
明白，属神的，我不懂。
Things concerning God, I don't understand.
没有一个人是生下来，有属天的聪明啊。
No one is born
有属天的智慧啊。
No one is born with a heavenly wisdom.
你要知道属天的东西啊。
If you want to know things of heaven,
你就需要向神要属天的智慧啊。
You need to ask of the heavenly wisdom from God.
要不然的话，你对属灵的事是不清不楚啊。
Otherwise, you're not clear about spiritual
things. 没有分辨的能力啊。
You don't have the ability to discern.
到处都是教会了，他们都是教会了。
Some say, all these groups are churches. They're all churches.
那请问啊，我要问你啊，我今天跟你吵架，自己去开一个，是不是教会也是教会吗
？Then let me ask you. Today I have quarreled with you. I go out and set up another group. Is that also church?
是也是教会。
Is that also church?
你们读圣经，我也读圣经啊。
You read the Bible, we also read the Bible.
我也可以借用你们诗歌，也唱同样的诗歌。
Even we use the same hymn books.
只是另外一个地方聚会啊。
We just meet at a different place.
另外挂一个名字啊。
We hang up a
different sign. 是不是教
会啊？ Is that the church?
啊，是不是啊？
Is it?
是吗？
Is it?
当然不是了。那为什么今天有那么多的分会？他们都是教会啊。
But then why? Today there are all these church groups.Are these all churches?
那如果他们是，我跟你们吵架，明天再去开一个，我也是。
Then if they are, then tomorrow I quarrel with you, I go out and set up another church group. I'm also.
那你说我们的神是这样吗？
You tell me, is our God so?
我不是批评别人啊。
I'm not here criticizing others. No, not at all.
对不起，弟兄姊妹们。
I'm sorry, brothers, sisters.
别人怎么做，跟我们是无关的。
What others want to do, it has nothing to do with me.
我批评他们也没有用处。
Even if I criticize them, it's useless.
我没有存心要批评。
And I have no intent whatsoever to criticize.
但是我愿意弟兄姊妹们明白一点。
But I say this, is brothers, sisters, you can understand one thing.
不是我自己去开一个就是教会了。
It is not that I go set a group up. That is the church.
对不对 ，Sam？ 你明天再去开一个可以吗？
张弟兄是这样吗？你明天去另外开一个 ？If you go set another group up, is that okay?
It is not.
不。
We need wisdom from above.
我们需要从上头来的智慧。
To know what is his church.
才能知道认识他哪一个是他的教会。
我们不需要说别人不是，这个都不需要说。
There's no need for us to claim that others are not.
但是什么才是，你必须知道。
But you must know which one is.
什么才是。
What is the church?
我讲了很多也没有用。
I can say much, it's useless.
你要去问神。
You must go and ask of God.
神啊，给我智慧。
God, give me wisdom.
让我知道。
That I may know.
Amen. 对不对？那这样的话
，If so，
我们才能够做一个聪明人。
We can be a wise ones.
来做神的见证。
To be.Testimony for God.
你我我们每一位才能够引导别人来走义路。
You and I, every one of us, then can lead others to walk the way of righteousness.
今天你跟我都要做神那正当、单纯的见证，把人带到这个正路来。
Today, you and I need to be proper and correct testimony for the Lord to lead people to the right way.
这里说，要帮别人来走，来转向这个正义的路上。
十二章三节说，乃是使多人
对
归义、归向这条义的路。
Amen. We have to be those who turn many.
我们必须使许多人能够归正的那些人。
我们都有朋友们，对不对？
We all have friends.
有没有朋友们呢？
Right?
有啊。有没有亲戚啊？
Do you have friends, relatives? Yes.
You have colleagues at work? 有没有啊？同事有没有？有没有同事啊？
You have colleagues?
有没有邻居？
Neighbors?
我们都要。把他们带进这条义路。
We all need to lead them back to this way of righteousness.
不要只管你自己啊。
Don't just care for yourself.
因为我们是有生命的人。
Because we are men, people with life.
我们是知道真理的人。
We are people who know the truth.
我们知道怎么样得救的。
We know how we are saved.
怎么样得生。
We know how we can overcome.
什么才是神的义路？
We know what is the way of righteousness of God.
什么才是教会的路？
We know what is the way of the church.
生命的路。
The way of life.
那这不只是为着你自己。
To know this is not just for ourselves.
为着我们的朋友们。
It is for our friends.
我们家里的。
For people in our household.
靠近我们。
People around us.
这里说，我们这样做的话，我们就成为天上的一把星。
It says here, if we do so, we are called the stars,
stars that shine
that shines
forever and ever. Wonderful.
如光，发光如新，直到永永远远。
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我时常说啊。
Oftentimes I say.
你看，教会还有那么多位置还没有满。
Look at in the church meetings, there's still so many seats not filled.
你不愿意看见这里满座吗？
Are you not willing to see the seats are all filled?
我们的朋友们也能够来
Even
来享福
Our friends can also come to enjoy the blessings
同事能够来
Our colleagues can come
我们都为他们祷告
We all pray for them
不只是得救
Not only they are saved
而且完全明白真理
They will fully come into the full knowledge of truth
能够被带到神的家中
They can be brought into the house of God.
要做一个祷告的人。
Be someone who prays.
所以，但愿主，第一，能够帮助我们来洁净我们，而且能够做一个绝对的人。
So firstly, may the Lord purify us to make us someone who is absolute.
第二，对教会，对神的建造，神的国度。神的基础、是清楚的。
Secondly, he makes someone who are clear about the building up of the church, about the kingdom of God.
第三
the way of the church.
第三是把所有认识的人、都带来走这条义路。
Thirdly, we're someone who will bring all we know to bring them to also walk this way of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
你要告诉主。
Tell the Lord,
主啊，我要做一把星。
Lord, I want to be the star.
我要帮助人来走这条路。
To help people to walk this way.
这样我们才能够预备主耶稣的再来。
Only in this way, we are being prepared for the returning of the Lord Jesus.
时间到了。
Time is up.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen. 我们还是一同有一些祷告 Let us have some prayers